Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. You already know what we got to get to this morning. Is it even a question what we talking about this morning? Not to me. Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, Falcons president as well, Greg Beatles, all at the podium yesterday for Raheem Morris's introductory press conference. That's what we got to get to. I will let you hear from Raheem Morris as he obviously discussed a multitude of things yesterday. And hopefully you were listening on 92.9 The Game. We carried the press conference live. And then Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot both joined Dukes and Bell for an exclusive interview. So hopefully you were tuned into that. If not, though, it's okay. All you got to do to hear it is go to 929thegame.com or download the free Odyssey app, and you can listen back to it. It's pretty easy. All right. My reaction to what Raheem Morris talked about yesterday, I loved every bit of it. I love the confidence. I love the swagger. Obviously, there was a lightheartedness yesterday, but even though that was the case, make no mistake about it, when it comes time to play football, when it comes time to win games, when it comes time to hit that field, Raheem Morris will be all business, period. He's going to have fun when it's time, when it's appropriate. Yesterday was one of those days, and he was loose, trying to get everybody else loose. And I thought that was funny. So he showed some personality. Again, he showed some of that swagger. He showed some of that young energy that he still has. Because, again, we talk about how, of course, he's been around the block. And obviously he had his first stint in Tampa when he was 32 years old. Then he obviously was here in Atlanta for a while. Won a Super Bowl in L.A. when he was with the Rams for 3 seasons. So he's been around. But he still has that young energy because he's still a young dude. So it was refreshing just to see and hear Raheem Morris's voice. And I love some of the points he made. And again, we'll get to it here in just a second. But just the way, again, he carried himself, the way he answered questions. Again, just the swagger about him was what I was most impressed with. Just seemed like nothing fazed him. He was cool with everything, no question. Visibly had him flabbergasted or anything like that. It was just good to see what Raheem Morris up there, the way he carried himself, and I expected no different, but it was just good to see, and it honestly got me even more fired up about this Falcons season. So, as far as some topics he addressed, I know what you all want to hear about. I know the pressing piece of information you guys want to hear. It's about the quarterback. Well, guess what? He was asked a couple of things about the quarterback. The first being, if the quarterback is the missing piece. He talks about if the QB is the missing piece. And I think we all can agree that if the Falcons have solid quarterback play last season, they probably make the playoffs. Probably at least win 10, maybe 11 games. At least 9, at the very least. But I think they at least win 10 or 11 if they have solid quarterback play. So I think we all think that the quarterback is pretty much the missing piece. Now, is this a perfect team with a good quarterback? Not by any means. I don't think there's any perfect team out there. But this would have definitely been at least a playoff team. Maybe the team even wins a playoff game. So here's Raheem Morris talking about if he feels like quarterback is the missing piece for the Falcons.
There's never one reason why you win a championship. There's always a bunch of different reasons, right? And the quarterback is always the elephant that sits in the back of the room that everybody can talk about, because usually those are the people that get too much blame sometimes or too much credit at times. You know, whether you're talking about the head coach, the quarterback, or whatever the case may be. But it's the pieces around it, right? And when you're talking about Terry Fontenot being your general manager, starts there, right? The collaboration, the shared vision, some of the things that we've been to do in the last 10 days really excites me. Then you talk about the pieces of the team that's been put in place by everybody here just in general, right? And you talk about the relentless ability to improve every single day. And you're talking about every position that we have on the football team. You're talking about role clarity for everybody that we have and how they're going to do and how they're going to go about their business. You want to make sure that we are trying to get better at all times, right? And when you're talking about adding a quarterback, those are some of the factors that take you over the top. Those are the things that give you a chance to win every single game. And the quote that Terry mentioned from my Tampa days, he talked about was, he said, he never forgot when I said, there's a mentality before it's ever reality. Before it's ever reality. And when he said it, I was like, man, I did say that. That was a cool statement. But it's certainly that. It is definitely a mentality before it's ever reality. Let's go put our people in position to win. Let's go find the people to do it. Let's make sure we get real clear, defined roles on how we want to do it. Let's get a vision. Let's make it happen and go execute it.
So you hear him say again, he's showing some personality there. I did say that. That was a cool statement. But as far as him addressing the quarterback, you heard him say there at the beginning that obviously it's not the most important thing, but it is important. And he addressed that towards the middle part of the cut, the back half of the cut. But he knows that finding a quarterback is most important. And he also knows, which he said, that starts with getting with Terry Fontenot, collaborating with Terry Fontenot. He talked about during the press conference as well how they explored their options. They know they can find a quarterback via trade. They can draft a quarterback. They can get one in free agency. So he understands the options that they have. And he talked about having to – it all starts with collaborating with Terry Fontenot and figuring out what's best for the team, getting a plan, and then executing said plan. So he knows the importance of the quarterback, but he wants to make sure that we all know that while the quarterback is definitely the most important position, it's not the only thing that could make or break this football team. So there is Raheem Morris talking about if the QB is the missing piece. Now, what comes with getting a QB or maybe a veteran QB, one out of free agency, one via trade, it would seem like if they do go that route, then they are saying that they are ready to win now. Not if they draft a quarterback, it doesn't necessarily mean that they can't win now because we saw what happened with C.J. Stroud, Raheem Morris, Bobby Slowick. And there's no reason that can't happen here in Atlanta. But it'd obviously be a lot more clear that if they go get a quarterback from free agency, they trade for a quarterback, that they'll be trying to win now. And that the vision is clearly they believe they have a team that can win now, and that's what they're going to try and do. When they draft a quarterback, there might be a year, hopefully not two, but maybe a year where there's a bit of a learning curve for that rookie QB, and the expectations might not be as high as making the postseason or winning a couple of playoff games or what have you. But that is something that Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot both addressed yesterday on the stress to win now. And here's what the fellas had to say.
This job comes with pressure, and it comes with pressure that we're all built for. And like, you got to embrace that. You got to embrace those moments. You got to want those moments. We got to live for those moments. And I don't know about Terry, but like, I can't wait to go out here and try to win with this man.
Yeah, it's exciting, and it's like any other. Obviously, all owners are passionate, but man, I think we have the most passionate owner. He wants to win in the worst way. He's no different than that passionate fan in the front. That's who he is. And you get calls at all hours of the night, and him just talking about little things because that's all he thinks about is winning and wanting to do everything he can do to win. And he'll provide us anything, literally anything, to help us win. And sometimes it's people like Greg that have to make it happen, that have to do it. But look, you go to our facility right now and look at what's going on there. It's exciting looking at what our locker room is going to be, what our weight room is going to be, looking at what things, there's a lot of exciting things going on. So we appreciate that about Arthur Blank, how passionate he is, and we know he'll provide us with whatever we need to win.
And the one thing I can add with that too is like, and I know I've been talking too much, guys, but this is my press conference. But the one thing I can add with that is it does come with pressure, no doubt about it. But like, when you know you are fully supported by the owner the way we are, that makes it special too. You know, like, we all got pressure. You know, that's a part of what we do. That's a part of life. But the support that he shows, the direct communication, all of those things that you know you can have with them is really important to how we move. And I think that's important.
Hey, again, you hear him say, hey, I know I've been talking too much, but we got to remember, this is my press conference. And I don't think Raheem could have talked too much yesterday. Obviously, everybody was excited to hear about what Raheem had to say and excited to just hear how he was going to speak about the team, what he was going to say, obviously, about the quarterback position. And just as you heard there, talk about him winning now. And obviously, he did bring up something important in Arthur Blank being such a supportive owner and providing anything that Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris may or will need along the way. So that was definitely important there. But you heard him say at the very beginning that, yeah, any owner or any franchise is going to put the pressure on any regime, not just Terry Fontenot and Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris, but any regime out there is going to put the pressure on a coach and a GM to win now. Everybody wants to win. And of course, we all know how badly Arthur Blank wants to win as well. I think that's pretty obvious. So they all want to win. And oh, my goodness, I just saw a highlight from this Clippers Hawks game. We'll talk about that later. But saw that Onyeka Okongwu dunk. It was pretty nice. But it would have been better if they could have won. But anywho, don't let me get sidetracked. Raheem Morris, again, good stuff. Great stuff yesterday. Him getting to, again, address the media for the first time, get in front of everybody, again, show off that swagger and show the confidence that he has. And speaking of confidence, another thing that was a narrative when Raheem Morris got hired is some people, not everybody, but some people brought up his record in Tampa Bay, even though he was 32 years old. Then a lot has changed from then to now. People still brought it up. Oh, he's got this record in Tampa Bay. Oh, well, he was asked about that, and he addressed that, and he talked about how he's developed since his first head coaching stint in Tampa Bay. And here's what the head coach had to say.
The overall maturity of the profession is really what you got to lean on. The overall growth. Since Tampa, I've dedicated really my professional development to helping whoever I work for at the time. right? I was fortunate enough to go to Washington and really work with Mike Shanahan and be around it and see a guy that's won Super Bowls as a head coach, be with him and just really develop and him allow me to be behind the curtain, so to speak. Moving forward to here with Dan Quinn and going through the process of what we were able to do and doing a lot of winning football games and being able to be a major part of helping and contributing to those factors. Having the ability to go out to LA, get the job finished, being behind the curtains there as well, and being with that crew, Mike, it's been one of the things that you just can't ever forget about. One of the things that you can never look over and glaze over is the accomplishments that you have in your career. But now coming back and being a part of the collaboration that the shared vision, all the things you want to do with Terry and what he's starting to build, and so excited to come back and going through this process and really going through it in a detailed fashion, I think it's the things that'll help us move forward. I'm fully prepared. I've been preparing for this since the last day when I was in Tampa, right? And you spend the rest of your time and the rest of your coaching career, you finish up figuring out when you're going to be ready for that moment. And this is the moment.
This is the moment. I believe it is too, Raheem. I believe it is too, coach. And again, he got me fired up, ready to go. But if anybody thinks that he hasn't learned and hasn't developed and hasn't grown since he was 32 years old, now being, what, 47? He has. He's learned from his time in Tampa. He's learned from his time as an interim coach here in Atlanta. And he's learned from his time winning a Super Bowl and being the DC on a championship team there in Los Angeles. So he's ready. Atlanta, get ready, because I think we're going to have a special time with Raheem Morris here as the head coach. And again, first ever African-American head coach here in Atlanta Falcons franchise history. That's special too. So when we come back, we talked a lot about Raheem. Let's talk about why he chose some of his coordinators, specifically Zach Robinson. We'll talk about what Raheem sees in Zach Robinson and why he thinks he can help the Falcons find their guy at QB. We'll do that in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Go on, get up if you got to get up. Don't make yourself late. Get your Tuesday started off right. Shout out to my guy Day-Day, holding it down behind the glass as always, doing his thing. So, continuing on, reacting to the Raheem Morris press conference, we got a lot into what Raheem addressed, the big issues that we all wanted to hear him talk about, the quarterback. winning now. His development since his first head coaching stint in Tampa Bay. We let you hear all of that in the first segment. Now I want to focus on the coordinator, specifically really Zach Robinson. He said a good bit about Jimmy Lake at the back end. I can kind of sum that up for you because he didn't say anything too crazy, but when he was asked about the defensive coordinator, he did say he would like to see Jimmy Lake call the plays as defensive coordinator so he can be that guy, that overall head coach, that CEO that is really managing both sides of the game and really managing the game overall. So that was the main thing he said when it comes to defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake. And obviously he talked up Marquise Williams as well, who is obviously staying as the Falcons special teams coordinator. But I want to specifically focus on Zach Robinson because we all know and are all excited about Zach Robinson and know his time as a quarterback at Oklahoma State, his experience with quarterbacks, obviously working with Matthew Stafford the past few years in L.A. So I first want you to hear Raheem Morris talking about Zach Robinson and explaining why he brought Zach Robinson in. Here's the head coach.
Right, I see him growing. I see him developing. I see him bringing his timing and rhythm and his balance to our offense that we can have and go out here and play. And whatever it looks like, it's going to be fast. It's going to be based on those pillars that we talked about earlier. And those are the things that really just lit me up and made me ecstatic to have an opportunity to bring a guy like Zach Robinson to part of this.
So, again, he obviously knows Zach Robinson's background. He's worked with him, obviously, closely in L.A. He's seen him work, seen the way Zach Robinson has developed, and he likes it. And he wants to help Zach Robinson continue to develop, and he wants to bring what Zach Robinson brings to the game of football. He wants to bring that to Atlanta. And obviously he knows what he can do with the quarterbacks, which he talked about even more when he talked about Zach Robinson and acknowledging the fact that Zach Robinson is so good at connecting with QBs and getting quarterbacks ready to play every single week. And so he talked about that next, and here's what Raheem Morris had to say more about Zach Robinson and getting QBs ready.
Zach is one of the cooler guys I can't wait till you guys meet him, right? He's one of the cooler guys to be around, right? He's played the position, you know, he's got some really cool stories about playing the position in Oklahoma State and doing some of those things. He lost to me when he was at Oklahoma State when I was at Kansas State, so make sure you guys remind him that when he gets here. But his ability to connect with the quarterback, his ability to relate to the quarterback and what they do and how they do and how they go about their process, you know, how do they get to the point to be ready to play at the highest level that you need to play in this league, I thought stood out to me working with him. Watching the work that he did with the quarterbacks that's come through when I was in the LA Rams has been absolutely outstanding. Watching his development with Goff and then watching it come with Matthew Stafford. We go through a year where you do it with a couple different guys in the backup situation. We had Baker Mayfield midway. He gets it going, win some games that we probably even shouldn't have won because of the ability for those guys to be able to connect. Getting to this season, we get it going again. We really rally around our quarterback. We find a way to win. The whole team has belief, and that belief just doesn't start with just the player. It's the coaches around them. It's the people around them. It's the things you do to make it really special. And he has an amazing ability to connect with guys and get guys and get the best out of them no matter what happens in the most positive way, which Greg just mentioned and alluded to, but I am fired up to watch him as a teacher. I'm fired up to watch him as a mentor, as a confidant. All of those criteria that we talk about when we talk about really good coaches. And the young man just has really high capacity. It really does. And I'm fired up to get him here and get us going.
And I'm fired up to watch and see y'all get going too, coach. But I think the most important thing to take away there is, one, he's played the position. He can relate like just certain coaches can't relate. He's played the position. He knows, and not only played the position, but he's played it at a high level. Yeah, played at Oklahoma State. Obviously, you heard Coach talk about it there, but he can just relate to a quarterback, and he's been in those situations that quarterbacks have been in, and he just knows the lingo, knows the language, and again, just you heard Raheem talk about it there, knows how to connect with guys on a certain level that other guys maybe just can't do. And I think that's just super important to what the Falcons need right now because, again, they need that guy who can be that quarterback whisperer. They need that guy who can relate to a quarterback and be that guy who can really understand what a quarterback needs, whether it's a veteran quarterback, a rookie quarterback, doesn't matter. He just needs to be able to relate to that position in a way that nobody else really can. I think Zach Robinson can do that. So I'm really excited about what Zach Robinson is going to bring to the table. You heard Raheem Morris talk about his capacity as well, being able to handle everything. And I mean, that could hopefully make for an offense that will be hopefully not complicated. I'm sure he'll make it as not complicated as he can to his players, but it'll seem complicated to a defense. And hopefully that's something he'll bring to the Falcons. Obviously, he's been learning under one of the best offensive minds in our game right now in Sean McVay. So I'm really excited about what Zach Robinson is going to bring to the table as far as what he can do for quarterbacks, what he's going to do for this offense, and just how he'll specifically be able to help that quarterback position. So that'll be really, really hopefully fun to watch as Zach Robinson gets his quarterback, gets his offense going, and hopefully we score a lot of points and win a lot of games. But we'll see. Okay, one thing I do want to address also, getting back to Raheem, and I thought this was pretty cool. He called Atlanta home. And some people might say that, oh, he would have said that with any team that he went to. Oh, he would have said that regardless if he was going to Denver or wherever. You know, I just threw Denver out. That was the first name that popped up. I know Denver obviously has their head coach. But I don't think so. I don't think he would have just called any place home. And he talked about why Atlanta is home and why he called Atlanta home yesterday. And I thought it was really special. And it made me even more excited for Raheem to be here, because not only does he see this as his first head coaching opportunity without the interim tag since his first time being a head coach in Tampa Bay, but he also sees it as coming back to his home and coming back to a place that's obviously near and dear to his heart. And that means a lot, because it just hits different. You know, when it's one thing when a coworker or a distant relative or maybe even somebody random on the street says, you know, that say they recognize you for your work or something. You'd be like, hey, I know you. Aren't you so-and-so? And you're like, yeah. And you're like, man, I love what you do. You know, whatever you do, this, that, and the third, whether you're a stand-up comedian, a radio host, don't even matter. And they're like, man, keep doing your thing. I'm proud of you. And they say you're proud of them. And, you know, if you don't know them or they're a distant relative, you see them every couple years, like, oh, okay, thanks, I appreciate it. And you keep on going about your day. And it might stick with you for a second, but when your mom or your dad or your grandma or somebody says they're proud of you, it is different. That's your mom. That's your dad. That's your grandma. It hits different. And I think with Raheem Morris coming back home and him calling it home, it's going to hit different to him. And it just means more to him bringing a championship back to Atlanta, helping Atlanta win a championship, helping Atlanta get back to being a perennial contender. It's going to mean more. And he's going to try that much harder because he does feel like this is home. So I thought that was intriguing why he said that. But I'll let you hear for yourself. Here's Raheem Morris talking about why Atlanta is home.
I spent a lot of time in Atlanta before I was even in Atlanta, right? I was a frequent Mountain Sky visitor, right? That allowed me to be around Arthur and his whole family, his entire family, and be a part of those, that whole nature of what it looks like, right? And a big part of what we do here is listening, right? And when I was here, I had the ability to grow and learn and develop and switching both sides of the ball, like I just mentioned, right? At the same place, at the same time, doing whatever it takes to win football games. Being here in 2016 and reaching the pinnacle and just coming up short, right? That was a real critical moment for me, right? So not only knowing the owner as the owner, but knowing him as a personal level. I've been hired by Rich McKay 3 times, right? In Tampa, here twice, actually four, right? I mean, you don't get no more home than actually having the ability to talk about those things. Greg Beatles, I remember I walked by this guy in the hallway and we didn't speak, he didn't say a word, right? And I would walk by Greg Beatles at 4 o'clock in the morning and he'd be the only person in the building. I'm wondering, who was this guy in the building with me, right? And now he's the president of this organization and we're moving in the right directions. And these people here are just a part of my life. You know, they know my family, I know their families, and I can't wait to build this thing, man. This thing is different, right? You know, we spend more time with the people that we work with, sometimes more than our own families, right? And I have no idea how my wife's made my daughter sit this still and this long and be this patient, but she's done an unbelievable job. And it's no different than what they've done with me and my development. That's why this is home.
There you go. Hard and stuff, man. Was in Atlanta before he ever even worked in Atlanta. So this is home to Raheem Morris, and now he's back home and hopefully ready to lead his home team to a championship as the head man. So I'm pumped up for it. Hopefully you are too. And I think the press conference went great yesterday for Raheem. Again, showed off the swagger, the confidence, the personality as well. Showed that he can have fun, but he also showed he's ready to work too. And I think Atlanta is in good hands with Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. All right, when we come back, we got to touch on these Atlanta Hawks because the winning streak was snapped, was a close game, but just down the stretch, couldn't make the plays that the Clippers did. So, was tough, but doesn't necessarily mean that the corner hasn't been turned or they still aren't turning a corner. We'll talk some Atlanta Hawks basketball, react to their 149-144 loss to the Clippers. We'll do it in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. They trying to get me to whip it nay-nay here, man. Now watch me whip. Now watch me nay-nay. Now watch me whip, whip. Now watch me nay-nay. No, I'm just playing. Let me stop. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The Atlanta Hawks, we're hoping they could keep their five-game winning streak going, hoping they could finish out the homestand strong, but to no avail. They lose to the Los Angeles Clippers, a hot Los Angeles Clippers team, I might add. 149-144, the final score. And look, it was a back-and-forth game, really back-and-forth third quarter, and the Clippers just made a couple more plays than the Hawks did down the stretch. Obviously, one big play being that James Harden four-point play that stretched it to a what? That was that made it a nine-point game, made it 142-133, I believe, with 106 left. So that really put the nail in the coffin right there. If that doesn't happen, Hawks maybe are able to get a stop. You don't foul James Harden in that situation, then it's still 138-133, a five-point game with a little over a minute left to go, basically a minute left. It's a lot different than you being down 9 with a minute left. So that was basically the nail in the coffin there. But look, even though you lost to the Clippers, take some wind out of your sails for sure, I still think this is a Hawks team that has figured some things out. I still think this is a Hawks team that, while they got to find a way to get some more stops, if you can in the trade deadline, which is on the 8th, 2 days from now, so what, that's Thursday, today's the 6th, Thursday's trade deadline, you can find a way to get some 3-and-D pieces. I'm not sure if they're still going to trade DeJounte. I'm not sure if that's even on the table still. At this point, I heard Andy and Randy talking about this yesterday, but Randy was talking about how he doesn't want to be a prisoner of the moment and doesn't want to say, oh, the Hawks shouldn't trade DeJounte now because, you know, they put a win streak together and obviously they're playing a lot better. I feel the same way, but I'm kind of in the prisoner moment mode. It seems like they may have figured some things out. It seems like maybe they're going to be able to get some things going. So, look, they played a close game. They played a good game to a team that is one of the best in the league right now. Clippers, now they're at, after the win last night, 34-15. Hawks are obviously 22-28, still in 10th, still a game behind the Chicago Bulls for that 9th spot in the East. So, didn't really lose any ground yesterday as far as the East goes. Obviously, with being 22-28, you don't want to lose any more games, but still, I don't think that Hawks loss yesterday should get you right back on the, oh, they need to sell the farm again. Oh, they need to sell the house again. DeJounte needs to go. Clint needs to go. Everybody needs to go. I don't think we should be back in that mindset after last night's loss. Again, does it take some wind out of your sails? Of course. Would you have liked to have won? Duh. But I still think the way they played yesterday, again, against one of the best teams in the league, one of the hottest teams in the league right now, too, in the Los Angeles Clippers, and a stacked team. I mean, they got Russell Westbrook and Norman Powell coming off the bench. Two starters. I mean, Russell just hit 25K the other night as far as points scored goes. And they got that man coming off the bench. And look, I know he's not necessarily OKC Russell Westbrook, but he ain't playing half bad either. And Norman Powell is usually a starter, or Norman Powell is a starter on most teams. He would definitely be starting on the Hawks, I can tell you that much. And he would be starting on most teams. And they got those two guys coming off the bench. But with all that being said, they still played a pretty good game. Obviously, still got to find a way to get some defensive pieces in here. Got to figure out how to get stops consistently. But I still think this Hawks team has figured some things out. I still think this Hawks team can at least be a 7th seed. That might be a little rich, but I think they can get there. Because, again, if they keep this same energy, now that's the big if. If they keep this same energy that they've had against the Lakers, the Clippers, the Suns, if they keep playing the way that they're playing right now, when they take on the teams like the Bulls, which is going to be an important game, but a team they're playing in the second half of this month of February, when they take on the Bulls, the Hornets, the Raptors, the Magic are a solid team, so I won't throw them at that category, but still, that's a winnable game, a very winnable game. The Jazz, the Nets, if they keep playing the way that they played against the Clippers, the Warriors, the Suns, the Lakers, they can go on a little run in the back half of February, start another winning streak up, and get some wins. Also, too, by the way, they got the Rockets. The Rockets aren't that great of a team. They're better, but they aren't that great. I mentioned that yesterday. Now, you do have the Celtics on the road tomorrow. You can hear that game, as always, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. That game will be tough, and look, it'll be another indicator of, okay, you got some of the wind taken out of your sails. Your win streak got snapped. How do you respond to a loss against a good team? Do you come out with that same intensity? Do you come out with that same energy? You're on the road now after a nice long homestand. How do you respond? So I think tomorrow will also be a big indicator of, have the Hawks truly turned a corner? Have they truly got some things figured out, or do they just catch a little win streak? I think that will be a big indicator tomorrow as well, how they come out tomorrow after responding to a loss after a win streak. So we'll see. But then you got the 76ers without Joel Embiid. Now, the 76ers are still a very good team without Joel. They aren't championship caliber, but they are still a good team that can beat you on a Friday night in February. But then again, you got the Rockets, the Bulls, Hornets, Raptors, Magic, Jazz, Nets. That's a very, very winnable second half of February, or mid to end of February. So we'll see what the Hawks are able to accomplish. Hopefully they can get back on the horse, back to their winning ways tomorrow against the Boston Celtics and throughout the rest of February, because again, there's a runway here for the Hawks. If they keep playing the way they have, there's a definite runway where they can make up some ground in the East, and who knows? You get to that seventh spot in the East, you feel a little bit better about what the Hawks got going on. They make some moves at the trade deadline, find a way to get a couple of 3-and-D guys in here, get some stops more consistently. Again, you feel a little bit better about what the Hawks start cooking up. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens. Obviously, we'll keep you up to date. Trade deadline is a Thursday, I believe, at 4 o'clock. So we will react to it on Friday. And if anything has come down before then, obviously, we'll react to that as well. When we come back, though, we got to see what the morning shift's got cooking up. I almost guarantee you they'll be talking about Raheem Morris and what they took away from his press conference yesterday. But we'll find out for sure. And we'll find out on the other side. And we'll wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
They trying to get me to whip it nay-nay here, man. Now watch me whip. Now watch me nay-nay. Now watch me whip, whip. Now watch me nay-nay. No, I'm just playing. Let me stop. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The Atlanta Hawks, we're hoping they could keep their 5-game winning streak going, hoping they could finish out the homestand strong, but to no avail. They lose to the Los Angeles Clippers, a hot Los Angeles Clippers team, I might add, 149 to 144, the final score. And look, it was a back and forth game, really back and forth, third quarter. And the Clippers just made a couple more plays than the Hawks did down the stretch. Obviously, one big play being that James Harden 4-point play that stretched it to a what? That was that made it a 9-point game, made it 142 to 133, I believe, with 106 left. So that really put the nail in the coffin right there. If that doesn't happen, Hawks maybe are able to get a stop. You don't foul James Harden in that situation, then it's still 138, 133, a 5-point game with a little over a minute left to go, basically a minute left. It's a lot different than you being down 9 with a minute left. So that was basically the nail in the coffin there. But look, even though you lost to the Clippers, take some wind out of your sails for sure, I still think this is a Hawks team that has figured some things out. I still think this is a Hawks team that, while they got to find a way to get some more stops, if you can, in the trade deadline, which is on the 8th, 2 days from now, so what, that's Thursday, today's the 6th, Thursday's trade deadline, you can find a way to get some 3-and-D pieces. I'm not sure if they're still going to trade DeJounte. I'm not sure if that's even on the table still. At this point, I heard Andy and Randy talking about this yesterday, but Randy was talking about how he doesn't want to be a prisoner of the moment and doesn't want to say, oh, the Hawks shouldn't trade DeJounte now because, you know, they put a win streak together and obviously they're playing a lot better. I feel the same way, but I'm kind of in the prisoner moment mode. It seems like they may have figured some things out. It seems like maybe they're going to be able to get some things going. So, look, they played a close game. They played a good game to a team that is one of the best in the league right now. Clippers, now they're at, after their win last night, 34-15. Hawks are obviously 22-28, still in 10th, still a game behind the Chicago Bulls for that 9th spot in the East. So, didn't really lose any ground yesterday as far as the East goes. Obviously, with being 22-28, you don't want to lose any more games. But still, I don't think that Hawks loss yesterday should get you right back on the, oh, they need to sell the farm again. Oh, they need to sell the house again. DeJounte needs to go. Clint needs to go. Everybody needs to go. I don't think we should be back in that mindset after last night's loss. Again, does it take some wind out of your sails? Of course. Would you have liked to have won? Duh. But I still think the way they played yesterday, again, against one of the best teams in the league, one of the hottest teams in the league right now, too, in the Los Angeles Clippers, and a stacked team. I mean, they got Russell Westbrook and Norman Powell coming off the bench. Two starters. I mean, Russell just hit 25K the other night as far as points scored goes. And they got that man coming off the bench. And look, I know he's not necessarily OKC Russell Westbrook, but he ain't playing half bad either. And Norman Powell is usually a starter, or Norman Powell is a starter on most teams. He would definitely be starting on the Hawks, I can tell you that much. And he would be starting on most teams. And they got those two guys coming off the bench. But with all that being said, they still played a pretty good game. Obviously, still got to find a way to get some defensive pieces in here. Got to figure out how to get stops consistently. But I still think this Hawks team has figured some things out. I still think this Hawks team can at least be a 7th seed. That might be a little rich, but I think they can get there. Because, again, if they keep this same energy, now that's the big if. If they keep this same energy that they've had against the Lakers, the Clippers, the Suns, If they keep playing the way that they're playing right now, when they take on the teams like the Bulls, which is going to be an important game, but a team they're playing in the second half of this month of February, when they take on the Bulls, the Hornets, the Raptors, the Magic are a solid team, so I won't throw them at that category, but still, that's a winnable game, a very winnable game. The Jazz, the Nets, if they keep playing the way that they played against the Clippers, the Warriors, the Suns, the Lakers, they can go on a little run. in the back half of February, start another winning streak up, and get some wins. Also, too, by the way, they got the Rockets. The Rockets aren't that great of a team. They're better, but they aren't that great. I mentioned that yesterday. Now, you do have the Celtics on the road tomorrow. You can hear that game, as always, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. That game will be tough, and look, it'll be another indicator of, okay, you got some of the wind taken out of your sails. Your win streak got snapped. How do you respond to a loss against a good team? Do you come out with that same intensity? Do you come out with that same energy? You're on the road now after a nice long homestand. How do you respond? So I think tomorrow will also be a big indicator of, have the Hawks truly turned a corner? Have they truly got some things figured out, or do they just catch a little win streak? I think that will be a big indicator tomorrow as well, how they come out tomorrow after responding to a loss after a win streak. So we'll see. But then you got the 76ers without Joel Embiid. Now, the 76ers are still a very good team without Joel. They aren't championship caliber, but they are still a good team that can beat you on a Friday night in February. But then again, you got the Rockets, the Bulls, Hornets, Raptors, Magic, Jazz, Nets. That's a very, very winnable second half of February or mid to end of February. So we'll see what the Hawks are able to accomplish. Hopefully they can get back on the horse, back to their winning ways tomorrow against the Boston Celtics and throughout the rest of February. Because, again, there's a runway here for the Hawks. If they keep playing the way they have, there's a definite runway where they can make up some ground in the East. And who knows? You get to that seventh spot in the East, you feel a little bit better about what the Hawks got going on. They make some moves at the trade deadline, find a way to get a couple of 3-and-D guys in here, get some stops more consistently. Again, you feel a little bit better about what the Hawks start cooking up. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens. Obviously, we'll keep you up to date. Trade deadline is a Thursday, I believe, at 4 o'clock. So we will react to it on Friday. And if anything has come down before then, obviously, we'll react to that as well. When we come back, though, we got to see what the morning shift's got cooking up. I almost guarantee you they'll be talking about Raheem Morris and what they took away from his press conference yesterday. But we'll find out for sure. And we'll find out on the other side. And we'll wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.